Astrid? Astrid? Now where did she go? Little one? It's so nice to see you like this. Even better up close, curled up next to me. You look so peaceful. Need to be careful. Must move very slowly. Don't want you waking up just yet. Ah, sister. There you are. How long were you outside?
Not long. Just went for a quick walk. I thought I'd get some fresh air for a few minutes.
And you're not wet from the rain. Does that mean this storm is over?
And just in time. The sun will be up soon.
That's great. What's wrong? Nothing.
Sister. Oh, the human. It seems this will be their last day with us. You're going to miss them, aren't you?
Of course. Why wouldn't I? Their time with us has been nothing but pleasant. It's a shame it has to end. But it is for the best. Surely the little one's friends and family are worried sick, if not already grieving. Do you think the little one will remember me?
The first actual giantess they've ever seen?
No, I don't see how. I hope the little one will remember me as more than a very large woman.
Of course they will. I mean, are you going to remember the human as simply some smaller individual?
Of course not.
Well, there you go. So, how are you going to remember the human?
As a delightful friend. They have been very sweet and kind to me. When we talk, the little one holds my gaze. Every time. It's a look I have not gotten for so long. Almost loving. It just warms my heart. The little one is a guest in our home, yet I am the one who feels welcomed. The little one is absolutely just...
Awake!
What? Oh, hello there. You knew.
No.
You knew, and you got me started.
Not at all. I would never.
Right. And you? Why didn't you say anything? Don't smile at me like that. Answer my question. So, you enjoy watching me embarrass myself. Is that it?
I think it is. That's grounds for some punishment. Wouldn't you agree?
I'll think about it. Did you sleep well, little one? Wonderful. And speaking of wonderful, I take it you heard the news. You didn't. Well, the storm has finally passed.
Mm-hmm. It has.
My sister has seen it for herself.
The day has arrived, human. The harsh winds are gone and the rain has stopped pouring. Your journey home can finally begin. As promised, we will help you out in any way we can.
When can we head out?
Right after your bath.
You heard me.
You've been with us for about a week and haven't had a single bath.
Bad. Very bad, human. Don't look at me. I'm not going to save you.
I'm just having fun, human. I would like for you to return home looking good as new, but the choice is yours. Yes or no?
You don't know?
Do you wish to be clean?
It's that simple. Then a bath it is. Come here. Come along, Freya. You're scrubbing.
I am?
Here we are. This container of water will suit our needs.
And we have the essentials to scrub you clean. Let me set you down. Go ahead and undress. Forgetting something?
We must clean those areas as well, little one.
Don't be embarrassed. You don't need to hide anything from us. Besides, I'm sure you already know what's underneath our rags.
Moving on.
I'm waiting on you, human. Perfect. Up you go. Take a deep breath. Are you all right, human? Good. I'll hold you in place while Freya scrubs you clean. Whenever you're ready, sister.
I will be very gentle, little one. I promise.
Let's start with your scalp.
Just relax.
See? No reason to worry. I wouldn't be doing this if I thought for a second I would hurt you. That feels nice. I'm glad. Hold your arms out. Easy enough. Now raise your arms up. And... oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to tickle you.
A ticklish one. Well, well.
Okay, let's try that again. Apologies, little one. I swear I'm not doing it on purpose.
Looks like I have to hold your arms up for you.
No squirming.
There you go.
You know, Freya, holding the human like this is kind of fun. Completely at our mercy.
No escape.
Let's just get these armpits clean already. I'll try to be quick. Sorry. 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 And done.
You missed a spot.
Oh, did I? How careless of me. Let's take care of that.
What? No?
I didn't miss a spot. Are you sure? Okay, I won't. But only because you said please.
Let's rinse you off before continuing. Deep breath.
All right. The rest of this should go much more smoothly. First, your chest. Oh, right. On to your stomach. My. Sounds like somebody's hungry.
I hope you've not grown tired of fruit just yet.
Now that the storm has passed, we can go hunting once more. Perhaps later in the day, we can prepare a proper meal for you. Who knows how long we'll be traveling?
Great idea, sister.
I must say, I am dying to have some meat again.
You know, human, you're starting to look pretty tasty.
Hey! Turn the little one around so I may scrub their back.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to miss you, little one. I've enjoyed our time together. I only wish some of it could have been spent out in the forest. I would have liked to at least take you sightseeing.
That's a spirit, human. There may be plenty of sightseeing to be had today. Helping you find your way home could be a fun adventure for the three of us.
I certainly hope so. On to your legs and feet. It's okay. Don't tense up. Just going up to your thighs. Now that I think about it, with much, much less water, the little one could have bathed themselves in one of these containers.
Where's the fun in that?
Rinse off the little one once more.
I'll keep your head above the water this time.
Nearly done. All that's left is your backside and your... parts. Maybe we should let you do this yourself.
Your call, human. Ah, would you look at that? The sun is out and the skies are clear. At least, I think the skies are clear. And difficult to tell with so many trees. Either way, it's a very beautiful morning. Come on out, little one. You know, after this adventure of ours, I think I might just stay outside for a while. A few days, perhaps a whole week.
Like a vacation.
Precisely. But more on that later. On to the task at hand. First, we need to know which direction to be going. I say we... Yes, human? The plane? What about it? You want to go there and have a look around?
Little one, I don't think it'd be wise to go back there. After all, the nightmare you had last night. Are you certain?
As you wish, human. Let's go. This is it, human. This is where we found you.
The bodies. They're all gone. All that's left are a few traces of blood.
It's as you predicted, Freya. Look over there. Do you see the tracks? Strange creatures have been here. They fed off the human remains.
I see more than just tracks. There are claw marks everywhere. Best we do what we came to do and be on our way.
Indeed. Have a look around, human. We'll be right here. What are you looking for? Your belongings? I hope they can still be of use to you. What is that you're holding? Your phone? What is it for? You can communicate with other humans who have a phone, even if they're miles away? Fascinating. Those must be rare. They're not. Oh. What's wrong? It's not working. I'm sorry, human. And do not worry. Soon enough, everyone back home will know you're alive and well. Ah, more of your clothing.
Would you like some help with that?
Oh, you can carry it on both shoulders. How convenient. Very. Are you done searching? You do not wish to take anything else? Okay, let's move on then, shall we?
Yes, please. Where to?
Somewhere with sufficient high ground. And I think I know just the place. Let's head north.
You were right about coming here. This is quite the uphill climb.
You doubted me?
No, but seeing is believing, and I did not believe such a place was in the forest.
Believe it now. It's just what we need to guide us. Once we reach the top, we'll be higher than the trees, with the best view possible. Without it, we could easily walk in the wrong direction for hours. And here we are.
My, my. What do you think of the view, little one? It certainly is incredible. Here, I'll set you down. Let you walk freely.
Will you two take a break? I'll have a look around. Find us a proper heading. Let's see.
Little one, are you okay? You seem troubled. And what is that? In the sky? That is another planet. Yes, we can see other planets from here. It's always been that way. There's another right over there. And one of the moons happens to be visible right now. Over there. Yes, there's more than one.
Human,
What's wrong?
What planet is this?
Earth? No, I've never heard of such a place. Little one, are you feeling ill? Little one?
Little one, the ledge!
No! Human!
That was close. Human, are you all right?
Thank the gods. Any injuries?
What a relief. I won't lie, that was kind of fun, but let's not do that again.
Astrid. Astrid. Ah, oh, sister. I feared the worst.
We're fine, Freya. The trees, unpleasantly, broke my fall, but all is well. The human is developing a talent for escaping death without a scratch. I, on the other hand, am going to be sore in the morning.
Are you sure you're all right? No serious injuries whatsoever.
None.
Ah, thank the gods.
Let's all sit down for a moment.
Gladly.
Rest here, human, and take a moment to collect your thoughts. When you're ready, tell us. What happened up there?